Hi, you've tuned in to the Lovely Travels podcast, where we talk about all things travel and adventure. My name is Emma Lovell, also known as Lovely, and I have a mission to visit every UN-recognised country in the world while raising awareness for mental health. Join me as we revisit some of my past adventures, speak to fellow travellers and interesting locals, all while following the journey to 195 countries. I'll be joined soon by my co-pilot, Darius, in Germany. And sometimes we're even going to hit the road together. Make sure to join in the adventure by following me on Instagram, Lovely Travels. You can also join our Facebook group, Lovely Travels Community, and learn more about us at the website, lovelytravels.com. But for now, it's listening time. Travel vicariously along with us. Welcome everyone to a very special episode. It is our 1 year of the Lovely Travels podcast anniversary episode. Welcome, Darius.
Yay! Congratulations to us. Congratulations, dear listeners. You've made it to, if you've been listening from the start, you've made it a whole year. And so have we, Emma. Congratulations.
Yes, I can't quite believe it. We originally were like, let's make this episode 52, but then we were actually doing twice a week at the start. So it's kind of, we've gone on the date. And so it's been 1 year of us releasing this podcast and recording and editing. And Darius is like, yes, editing.
Mostly editing.
Mostly, so much time. But it's pretty incredible. Like this, you know, the idea came up in November 2019, and now it's May 2021, and here we are. It's pretty fantastic. And the average, I'll have a fun fact for you, Darius. I'm gonna steal this little bit of thunder from you.
God.
The average number of podcast episodes is like 7. So there's millions of podcasts out there. And so you would think, looking at the stats, there's only one. No, yeah. Well, there's one you need.
There's two. It's our one and Obama's podcast. They're the two.
Okay. So there's two podcasts that you have to listen to, but there are millions of podcasts. But the thing is that a lot of people start with good intention of running for a long time. And then, you know, they get one or three episodes down and then they're like, I don't know, life gets in the way or whatever. And so the average number is 7. So to be
amateurs.
To be, you know, we're around the 60 mark now where we have really done ourselves, shot ourselves in the foot before telling numbers of episodes. So today we're going to say around the 60 mark. And funnily enough, actually, the original concept was that we were going to run through chronologically my country episodes, country visits, sorry. The goal and the mission of this podcast is for me to visit every country, every UN-recognized country in the world, which there are 195 and I have visited 57 at this point in time. But yeah, once we started, that sort of went out the window and we've just ended up doing different stuff. We're definitely still on the track to go through all the countries I've visited. But, you know, we've also talked to amazing people from around the world. We've talked to people in the travel industry. We've, just had some wonderful conversations about travel and tourism and this thing that we both love.
Yeah, it's been great. And I would never have imagined we'd make it to 60-something.
I know, which is like pretty, we're not very, I don't know, maybe we're realistic about both of our lives and about both of our ambition, but, you know, it could have been that we had 195 episodes, which were based on the countries, but when I wrote down the original, like, these are the ideas of the episodes we could have, I had the idea that there were the 57 countries. I've been to 64 countries. Some of them aren't included on the UN-recognized list. So that was a minimum of 64 episodes. And then I wrote down people that I would like to interview after we've got through all of those countries. And of course, imagining, oh, so funny, imagining at the time that I'd be continuing to visit new countries and potentially recording from those countries, etc. Yeah. However, we are currently in a pandemic and there is no travel happening. So we've had a pretty good time to catch up on my episodes and not my countries and my episodes and not add any new ones. But yeah, my original
list. Can you imagine if you and maybe I had been traveling during this time as well? I don't think we would have got as many episodes done.
Yeah, I think it's been look, honestly, had COVID not happened, I don't think we would have started the podcast. I think it would have been a pipe dream for quite a bit longer.
Probably.
With work and travel and all that sort of stuff.
This must be one of those famous corona babies I keep hearing about.
Corona babies and like a sliding doors kind of moment, like, as well. We, you know, what would life have looked like? I would have loved to have had more episodes on the road. Episode number 8 was awesome. The fact that we were able to have that road trip where we went to, I was in 5 countries in 3 days. We were in 4 countries in 2 days together. In the Baltic region, which was phenomenal. And, you know, it's funny thinking about that now. Like, I would love to do it again, but right now it's just really not possible. And so, being able to, the biggest perk that I have found of this podcast and what has filled me with joy is keeping travel alive and keeping the dream and the memory and the inspiration and aspiration of travel alive in a time when travel is limited.
Wow, that is very, very, English is failing me, very, very lofty.
Very philosophical.
What am I trying to say? It is a little bit philosophical as well. It's very philosophical of you. You're doing a great thing for travel by not traveling at the moment. And still, as the intro says, we are vicariously traveling.
And I love that. And I love that people are coming along with us, joining in our memories. And we actually had a really beautiful feedback, which we'll get to in a little bit, from one of our lovely regular listeners, Leslie, where she shares that, you know, she literally feels like she's in the conversation with us, and that they're traveling with us, or they're like, yeah, I went to that place and this happened, and like sparking memories, you know, and things that you'd forgotten. Like, you know, I think we were on an episode, one of our episodes, and it was like, I forgot that even happened. Like, do you remember that time? And it's like, you know, just digging in the depths, because we're visiting in these episodes sometimes countries that we visited 20 years ago, you know, which is weird to say. I'm 33. It's really weird to be able to go 20 years ago. But being able to say, yeah, 20 years ago when I was in this place, this thing happened. And I love that it takes you right back. Like, I am in that moment. I'm in that place. I can smell it. I can see it. Yeah. That's been such a joy for me. And I very narcissistically, honestly, listeners, I listen to these episodes myself, because sometimes we record them and then Darius goes and does his editing magic. So I always like to listen afterwards. And I listen with a grin on my face, and my cheeks hurt from smiling and laughing. And I'm like, it's ridiculous because I'm in the episode. But I love hearing, I love hearing it. I love remembering. I love this little time capsule that we're creating here in this podcast. So I feel very grateful. I feel very fulfilled, and I'm very excited for the next 50, 60 episodes that we have. And it's pretty funny because, yeah, the list of episodes that we have, let alone, you know, what we've done, it's just, as I said, the plan has changed completely. But we still have 90 or something episodes that are not yet even, we haven't even touched, which is pretty cool. I like, we have, I have.
Hold on, back up. this is a retrospective and not the opposite of that.
Not a futuristic. I don't know. Words are weird.
But no. We want to look back, not forward. And we also want to look forward, but not right now.
Strap in. We've got 92 episodes planned. That's all I'm saying.
That's right. 92. It's only a year and a half of content, Em.
I'm excited. Get excited.
I'm excited. This is my excited voice.
Disclaimer. I'm drinking champagne in celebration of this episode, so strap yourselves in. Yeah.
Strap yourselves in. It is too early for champagne in Germany at the moment.
It is never too early. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
My saying is it's 11 o'clock somewhere, but it says more about me than it does about anyone else. What was your favorite episode so far, Em?
Oh, that's a tough one. Oh, it's tough. Anyway, I have to say my cousin Bill. So episode 21 with my cousin Bill from America. He's legit I love so many people, but he is legitimately one of my favorite people in the world. And he is at this current point in time, 98 years old. He has had the most incredible life, and to be able to, I'll definitely get him back on. I think we should do a follow-up episode because we were literally touching the surface on that episode. 98 years. He's been in World War II. He was in World War II. He was in the Navy. He was a magician. He is still performing magic. Like, he's crazy. Like, he's been to Indy 500, which is the greatest spectator sport in the world, the largest attended spectator sport in the world. He went to 50 of them. Like, wow. I'm not even that many years, you know, and he's been to 50 of this one event. And it's really lovely that our listeners bring up that episode to me and feel like they know him. And he is someone to know. So that was my favorite, because when we talk about that time capsule thing, to have my beautiful cousin's voice recorded, to have those conversations recorded. We talk almost every day. We FaceTime each other. Like, he's 98 and FaceTimes me. It's like friggin' incredible. My son's middle name is William, which is my cousin Bill. He is William Hunter. So his middle name is named after my cousin. You know, he really means a lot to me to have him on here and to have that, you know, cemented in time is really special.
So good answer.
But my close second, because I'm completely biased, would be my marriage episode when we got my husband to be on here, and that was pretty fun. And you interviewed us. It was pretty fun. So that I just being very narcissistic and biased. Those are my two favorites.
Okay, good choices. I think my favorite was episode number 8, road trip.
Yes.
Because it was an awesome trip. And it was lots of fun to edit the episode. I really liked including the interludes from the actual road trip. But yeah, it's just a great memory of a pretty wild trip.
But also, honestly, Darius, without blowing smoke up your bottom, you did a phenomenal job editing, and you also did an amazing job putting up with my shit for 5 days.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just, you know, coming, like, to have a friend that will just go, yeah, hey, I want to drive through 4 countries in 4 days. And they go, yep. You know, like, that meant a lot to me. And, you know, really, it sparked this podcast. And, you know, the sad part about it is that that's how we saw this podcast going in the future, that we would be catching up and doing episodes in countries and doing more road trips like that, especially in Europe. It's so possible. But also, I guess, again, being futuristic and looking toward the future and ambitious, you know, I look forward to that time when we can do that again. And, that was a super fun episode. I can't believe it was episode number 8. It felt like, at the time, it felt like it was like, finally, we're finally doing this. And now you're like, holy crap, we're at like 60 many moons ago when we talked about that.
Many moons. Many moons indeed.
But well done. That was brilliant. But now tell me, what's your favorite thing? I know it's not going to be editing, but what's your favorite thing about running this podcast?
Probably it's like you said, it's not editing, but it probably is the editing. I've no, just because it's been like, you know, at the start, it's been, you know, it was a bit of a slog getting into the routine, and I'm like, yeah, I'll publish a podcast. And honestly, I had no idea about editing audio. It's not very difficult, but at the same time, I have gotten a lot better at it. And so I think it is probably the routine and getting a new set of skills involved in, you know, in publishing and editing and that sort of stuff. And also, I love hearing feedback. That's always great when people, you know, say nice stuff or not so nice stuff, which we have very few not so nice stuffs. But and it's great catching up with you every week almost. I don't think I'm in touch with people quite as much as I am with you these days.
And I'm very grateful to your very obliging, lovely partner who puts up with our the time that I take away from your weekends. And also grateful to my lovely husband, Matthew, who is also very patient with my nighttime recordings.
It's all right. I've promised her millions and millions of dollars in advertising.
Podcast revenue. Yes.
Podcast revenue. So, my favorite thing is the money. No.
That is really...
Kids, there's no money in podcasting.
Don't do it. Learn from Uncle Darius.
No, but we're not... No, we're not doing it for the money. I'm not doing it for the money. But, yeah. So, my favorite thing has been getting better at just doing stuff. I love learning, and this has been a great learning experience.
I think you've done an amazing job, and we really divided the tasks, Darius being the more technical and, you know, and you've really taken it in your stride and got into it. And I'm so grateful because, yeah, that was probably a big roadblock for me in terms of podcasting would have been finding the platform and doing the technical stuff. And you very kindly gifted me my microphone that you're hearing me speak on, and you have the matching twin microphones. So look at us on our fancy pants microphones, because we started real simple. And if anybody is starting a podcast, you know, don't get stuck on the technology and the, you know, the best microphone and blah blah blah. Microphones can cost like $400, $500. You can spend $1,000 on platforms and things like that. You know, you might not even like it. I think people would go and buy all the gear or pay for time in a studio or blah, 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 because they think it needs to look a certain way and then not even enjoy it. Whereas we started quite simple, realized how much we enjoyed it, invested in it. And thank you very much, Darius, for your time and energy and dedication and buying me a fancy pants microphone.
You're welcome.
Hashtag love gifts. Send them to info@lovelytravels.com. My address is...
I would also... I would put a different spin on it. I would say buy the most expensive audio equipment you can, and then get sick of podcasting after episode 7 and sell it to me cheaply on eBay.
There you go. Another top tip from the editing booth. Well, I'm going to steal that question too and say my favorite thing about running this podcast is getting to talk to you, Darius, who is, you know, legitimately one of my best friends in the whole wide world. Getting to talk to you and getting to... relive all these beautiful memories. Getting to relive these memories and getting to create a time capsule. And the access and opportunity to speak to wonderful friends and interesting people from around the world and hear their stories and get to share those stories. And getting to have a platform to talk about really important things like mental health, which is a really basically the mission of my travels, is to raise awareness about mental health, getting to share my pregnancy journey. I will, coming up, share my birth story of my son, you know, getting to share moments with my family and my friends. I think just getting to be able to have a, creating a platform or using a platform and creating a channel for sharing important messages and stories and beautiful moments and just putting some lovely stuff out into the world. Excuse the pun, but, you know, it's been really lovely. And I feel, like we said, yes, you know, someone said, do you want to make money from this podcast? I was like, yeah. But like, it would be, oh, do you want to get paid for this podcast? And I'm like, yeah. Because, and I've had a few moments where I do wish we were getting paid because I thoroughly enjoy it. I can whittle away hours on planning and creating and promoting and talking and, you know, it would be lovely to get paid for it. But that's, you know, a friend kindly, my beautiful friend Kelly said to me, who I know is a listener, she said, that's what a passion project is. You're passionate about it. And that's what drives you. And that's the difference between work and passion. And, you know, I used to say a lot, you know, the whole thing of like turn your passion into your work. But it's not necessarily always the best thing because then passion becomes work. So there is a benefit in this being our side project and our doing it for the love of travel. As opposed to the fact that we get paid and we get sponsors and we have to deliver and we have to, then it would become work and it would become a chore and maybe we wouldn't have got as far as we have.
Hmm.
Or we'd be bazillionaires. I don't know. It could go either way, you know? Broke and happy.
True.
Living on a yacht. You know, I don't know. Either way, whatever.
I don't think I'd live on a yacht. But some sort of – ah, dear listeners, if you ever get a chance, look up President Putin's house or one of them. It's like on stilts. It genuinely looks like a James Bond villain's house. That's the house that I want.
Okay.
Okay, Emma. So doing this podcast has obviously been a roller coaster of emotions for us. There's been highs. There's been lows. There's been delicious, creamy centres as well. But now we...
Are we talking about Easter eggs or are we talking about...
Podcast episodes. what has been your funniest moment or the most hilarious or the funnest or something along those lines?
One of the funniest moments was when we first started and I reached out to a few people to say, like, what are you thinking? Can you listen to the podcast? And... sent it to my delightful dad, who is on the podcast, and Brian. And I said, you know, what do you think? And he was like, yeah, like it's good and it's, you know, yeah, you're doing well. But there's, you know, there's a lot of talking. And he goes, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like radio hosts when they're the talking bit without the music and the ads. And I was like... Dad, have you ever listened to a podcast? Like, do you know what a podcast is? And he's like, well, no. And I was like, all right, so I'm going to, like, dismiss all of your feedback then. But it was just like, hey, Dad, listen to my podcast. I don't know what a podcast is, but I'm going to give you feedback about how your podcast is going. And it was just
honestly, if you said we sounded like radio hosts without the music, I think that's pretty good.
I took it as I was like, that's pretty much exactly on point. You know, like the first time I ever heard about podcasts was Hamish and Andy, who were like used to be my favorite radio show hosts. They turned it into a podcast. So not a terrible compliment, but it was just very funny, you know, and, you know, teachable moment. Do not ask people who don't understand what you're doing for feedback. But it gave me a lull. What about you?
I bet it did. I was trying to think of one. I don't really have one funniest moment. But perhaps My funniest moment is also one of the saddest, Emma.
Oh.
And it's because I've heard from you now that people actually love my facts and that they want more. But for some reason, this information did not reach me. So it's a little bit bittersweet in a way. And to counteract that, I'm going to tell you now that there are fossilized plants in Greenland under 1.4 kilometers of ice.
See, the funny thing, yeah, okay. So the funny thing is that the listeners really enjoy your fun facts, and I give you radio silence.
Did you know dentistry is the oldest profession in the world?
I don't think you can. Actually, random facts.
I thought it was they need to prostitution. Be
slightly. Okay, you've lost me at prostitution, but I think they need to be like slightly relatable facts. And I think that the listeners love the relatable / slightly on a tangent facts. So the fun facts will remain. Whether they can be an entire episode of themselves, that is to be debated. But
the Canary Islands are named after dogs and not birds.
That is fun. That is fun.
That is fun.
I mean, I don't. We say fun facts, and I don't laugh. So they're not funny facts, they're fun, or we should call them facty facts, maybe.
Why just not call them facts?
Or possibly facts, because there are times where we should have probably been fact-checked. Just disclaimer, disclaimer that we never fact-check, unless Darius is reading directly from Google.
Yeah, because the internet has never lied to you ever before.
No.
So, yeah.
That's a learning moment. Learning, like top learning, do not Google while recording. Do not Google as you're speaking. Now,
not as you're speaking. That's right. Use the breaks while your co-host is talking to then furiously Google something.
And make yourself sound very intelligible.
Okay. So funnest moment is also the saddest for me. But now that I have the microphone and the editing power, dear listeners, never fear, there will be more facts in the future.
That sounds very, yeah. I love a bit of a little alliteration. I really enjoy, though, not funny, but enjoyable. I love when I, while recording with other people, leave a little note for you and basically, it's a test. Is Darius listening? But I loved that I didn't expect you to reply and that you, during the editing process, reply. And now it's kind of a fun game that I will leave a message somewhere in the recording so that Darius can respond. And they've been some pretty cute moments.
Emma is, of course, referring to the fiendishly incorrect facts that she left for me in the Mongolia episode.
Mongolia? We haven't even got to
Mongolia. Well, no, it wasn't Mongolia. Something else with M.
I was going to say, Mongolia's to come. I will leave you some...
What episode am I thinking of? You said it was Bhutan. You said it was happiness. In fact, it was oil.
It is... there's a gross national happiness. It's a thing. Like, it could just be a marketing ploy, but anyway. But more so I leave you messages in Deutsch. I get the guests to leave you messages in Deutsch and you respond, which is quite sweet. And then the funny thing is that you reply in Deutsch, they've said something and I don't actually understand what either of you said.
It's a mystery. Yeah. Und ich meine, ich könnte einfach jetzt anfangen auf Deutsch zu reden. Und sollen wir den Rest der Folge auf Deutsch aufnehmen?
Are you saying something like, I don't, like, you're not speaking German? Like, you don't understand German?
No, I just suggested we record the rest of this episode in German.
Nein.
Okay.
even though I would genuinely love to, like, as I say, ich spreche ein bisschen, but I would love to learn more and I thoroughly enjoy speaking the German when I am there.
Yeah.
Next question. If we could have anyone, like we've had some wonderful guests, amazing guests, but if we could have one guest on this show, who would be the person you would love to interview?
Okay. So I'm going to have to Yeah. One of our best guests was Millie, I think.
Yes. She nearly got an honorable mention in the favorite episodes because that was really fun.
That's number 24 is her episode. And just seeing what her being on the podcast did for our viewer, our listener count, my dream guest would be maybe Oprah or Obama.
Because they are so similar to Millie. But, and you know what's going to be really fun is...
I don't know if they could even hold a bar to Millie, but...
I know. And the, you know, but, shout out to the audience of Conniver, Victoria.
Okay, Conniver, if you're still listening, guys, we love you.
Well, they will be soon because I'm going back. I'm going to visit Millie, borders pending, COVID pending. I'm going to go and stay with Millie on the farm and it'll be a beautiful callback episode. We're going to record while I'm there and, you know, I'm actually going to get to experience the farm life for myself. So I think we're going to get another spike in our listeners.
Great. Okay, so, yeah. Goes Oprah, Obama, and then Derek. We still need to have him on. I'm still dreaming of that episode. What about you?
We will come back to that later in this episode. But my dream guest would be, you know, I think it's actually kind of realistic, but it's a beautiful, beautiful woman. Her name is Emma Isaacs. She's the founder of Business Chicks, and I am a mad fangirl for Business Chicks. I'm actually in the business club for Business Chicks, and in the past year, kind of, I've been a member for quite a while. I am a business chick myself. I run a business. I've been a member for 3.5 years, and I've sort of kept a finger on the pulse and things like that for many years. But Emma wrote an amazing book called Winging It, and I just sort of have a similar philosophy to her in terms of how you approach business and life. And it's like, just give it a go, like wing it, you know, try, see how you go, learn from it. But if you don't try, you know, you can't succeed. And Emma runs this amazing organization called Business Chicks, empowers women around the world, is mad besties with Richard Branson. Sir Richard Branson, who is one of my sort of, I guess, top people and someone I look to in business. And she hosts trips when COVID is not happening to Necker Island, which is owned by Richard Branson. And that's one of my dreams now to go there. So, I'd love to have Emma on here.
What happens on Richard Branson's island?
Well, we'll ask Emma. They, you know, just to talk to Emma about what it's like to run that organization. And she lives in LA and runs a business in Australia. And yeah, look, she's done some amazing things. And so I would love to. And one of my, you know, a really great episode that I thoroughly enjoyed as well was talking to Kate Toon, who is another person that I really admire in business and lives that entrepreneurial life that I also live. So a lot of similarities and synergy. So yeah, she's you know, and look, and it's also a little bit achievable. So also Oprah and Obama, you know, loving all the O's, but and Emma being that she's an Emma too. But yeah, that would be a really cool guest to have, and putting it on the little bucket list. So let's see if that happens in the next year.
Okay. That's a good answer. It's a good answer. Hashtag goals. And another question I have prepared in celebration of our 60-ish episode.
Did you prepare that, Derek?
Well, I didn't.
You put it up in the kitchen, did you?
Don't take away the mat. Look, don't ruin my moderation here. Jesus.
Carry on.
Here's another episode, another question that you prepared for me to ask. There, are you happier now? Is that better? Do you think that makes for better podcasting?
Yes. So tell me the question on everyone's.
Well, why don't you ask me the question since you wrote it?
What are you most looking for? What's the episode that you're most looking forward to?
Now, people can probably guess. I mean, it's obvious. It is the tall buildings episode.
We've really built you know, excuse the pun, built this up. I think we'll have to do that. We're going to catch up in the next week. I think we'll have to do it. Might have to actually do some research. Well, I won't actually. I'm just going to wax lyrical about the tall buildings I've been to. But, yes, okay, cool. That will be fun.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to the most. I think it's a great episode opportunity to include many, many facts about tall buildings, not just that I've been to or you've been to, but tall buildings, just the history of tall buildings. We can come with us on a trip through time and let's figure out what the tallest building was in every year since the start of time.
I think there's actually a fun bit in a movie that I love, 2 Weeks Notice, which has Sandra Bullock and Hugh Grant, for the chick flick lovers out there, and rom-com chick flick lovers. And he's trying to show off his knowledge of tall buildings in New York City, and she trumps him. Trump Tower, fun fact, is in New York City, not the tallest building. Sorry, Darius.
Wow. This is just getting me even more fired up. I'm amazed that you have some tall building anecdotes.
But it would definitely be people out there who their thing would be, and it would be really fun to talk to somebody who like has a very specific niche travel style. Like they only travel to visit the tallest building.
What about that French guy who climbs up the buildings illegally? He did it like every 3-4 years. You see him. He's like called the Flyman or something, and he goes and free climbs up the side of skyscrapers. And
I feel like we're stealing all of our material for the tall building episode.
Oh no, I've got. This is nothing. This is nothing.
Strap yourselves in for 3 hours of tall building goodness. It'll be a series. It'll be our first series. Oh, that'll be fun to do. Anyway, next point. No, look, I would like to answer the question too, so I'm going to anyway.
What episode are you most looking forward to, Emma?
I love that I just interview myself. I just could do a bunch. Well, what do you think, Emma? Well, Emma, I am most looking forward to when we can hit the road again together, Darius. I would love, well, two. One is very aspirational, and that's when I hit my 195 UN-recognized countries, which I fully believe that I will. It could be in 7 years' time. It could be in 17 years' time, but we will do an episode, even if it's coming out of retirement to do an episode. I will hit that goal, and we will share it, which would be phenomenal. But my other goal would be, to be able to travel with you again, Darius. And I did mention to you pre-record that I was going to share a little secret or a little plan or whatever. Mm-hmm. My goal and my plan and my hope is that in 2022, it is May 2021 right now, in May 2022, my beautiful friend, Anna Marie is getting married in Ibiza. She was on the podcast sharing about living the island life. And so you can go and listen to that episode. But she's getting married.
Episode number 23.
Thank you, Darius. So episode 23, we talked about Ibiza. We plan to go to her wedding in 2022. And then my beautiful cousin, is getting married in Italy in August 2022. So I'm planning to come over to Europe for 3 or 4 months. And
you invite me to some people's weddings. That's so nice of you.
And I have written the most ridiculous itinerary. And part of that will involve, a lot of it will involve road tripping. And the goal is to try and maybe get to visit every UN-recognized country that I haven't been to in Europe on that one trip. And so I very much invite you, Darius, to partake and participate in some of those little jaunts throughout Europe. And so, fingers crossed. Cool. Fingers crossed in a year's time I are on the road.
What countries haven't you visited in Europe?
Ooh, this is fun. Okay, let me just do a little Okay. So the road trip I have planned is starting in Ibiza in May and then heading to the UK to see friends and family.
Can I just jump in right there?
Mm-hmm.
A road trip from Ibiza to anywhere is going to be hard unless you have one of those aqueduct cars.
No. Some parts will have to be flying anyway. So Ibiza to the UK, then to France to visit our lovely Geraldine from episode 53 and 54. I should stop doing episodes because you're better at it than I am. Then we're going to go to Monaco, and I haven't been to Monaco, so that would be a goal. Andorra, mm-hmm. I haven't been to. Just read the ones I haven't been to. Monaco, Andorra, Slovakia, Slovenia, Croatia, Bosnia, Montenegro, Albania, Luxembourg, Belgium, Liechtenstein, Romania, Norway, Russia, Belarus, Ukraine, Moldova, Malta, Cyprus, Greece, Bulgaria, Portugal, and San Marino.
What about North Macedonia?
I don't think Macedonia was counted as a UN-recognised country.
Huh.
I would love to go there. It was something I looked at in the planning, but it's not counted. And so for the purposes of, there are a few countries I didn't name on there, such as Netherlands, Spain, Germany. They're countries I've been to, and I would love to take my husband Matthew to, and if he can join me for this ridiculous trip, that would be great. But if he can't, the goal while I'm there is to visit family, catch up with some friends, and during that 3 or 4 months, try and visit these countries so that, you know, and I know some people really disagree with this style of travel, the bucket list tick style. But for the purposes of this mission that I'm on, which is to visit every UN-recognized country, at the moment I'm just trying to tick off countries. And I will happily visit any of them again for a longer period. But right now I just, if I can go, yes, I've been there, I've seen it, I've had some cultural experience, next.
Sweet. Wow, what a trip.
It might be a bit much. At the time, he'll be 1.5 or 15 months old. So this is with a 15-month-old, so let's see. He's a pretty good traveller at the moment. Let's see how he goes in a year's time.
Mm. Lofty ambitions. I have one of the places where you can literally drive through and say you've been there is Monaco.
Mm.
It's basically the whole country, and it's tiny, but the whole country is a traffic jam.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
I've been there.
Luxembourg, they're both, they would be half day, one day sort of trips. So some of these,
this is also almost like the, it's like the tax haven tour of Europe.
Yes. So some of them sound like a lot, and I will have to, like, the way I have it at the moment, it's not logistically possible. And that's the interesting thing about my Europe experience is, like, I probably could have been to a lot more countries. I at times have, like, hopped around by flying more than had I been driving. Had I taken a more linear route, I would have been to more countries. But that's just been the nature of my travel, is predominantly I've been visiting people or had a reason to go to those countries, whereas now my reason is solely to tick them off. And there's countries like we experienced where, like, Belarus, Ukraine, Romania, you can't necessarily drive through them. So I may have to do a bit of hopping, like flying back and forth. Like, it might be better for me to go from the UK to Romania to, let's say, I don't know, Croatia. Like, it might be smarter to do it that way because you can't, although they're next to one another, that you can't drive through them. Anyway, we're talking logistics now. Anyway, that's my goal, that's my hope, and that's what I'm looking forward to, is us recording together on the road and recording with an audience live in the future. That would be just absolutely phenomenal and exciting and incredible.
I didn't even consider that being a thing, but of course it is.
Well, just... and my next question is, where do you most want to record the podcast live from? Like, what would be your dream destination for us to do a live recording together?
That's a good question. Maybe How's this? Like the Pantheon or something like that. Something historical.
Like, yeah, cool. Like a wonder of the world or something, which is funny, actually. Yeah. I asked that question recently in our group. What wonders of the world have you been to? And it was beautiful. People shared, and I loved the response, and it warmed my heart, and it will be an episode. It will be a fun episode to do, the wonders of the world. But the wonders of the world is a very specific category of places. Well, there's three categories, primary categories. The primary categories are new wonders of the world, ancient wonders of the world, and natural wonders of the world. However, people shared just wonders. And your mother, your beautiful mother, shared that you are one of the wonders of the world.
Ah, she's such a sub.
And I would second that. But, you know, it was just funny because it was like, I was like, well, I don't want to, like, correct anyone, but not a wonder. But it would be fun to do that episode. And there, you know, it was lovely to hear that people have experienced places and considered them, as they should, wonders of the world or amazing places that they'd been, and not following the technical category that I had asked about.
Yeah. So, okay, yeah, that's my answer. Some place of great historical significance with good acoustics.
Yeah, that'll be super fun. Oh, wow, I was going to be really lame and just be like where our most listeners are from, so it was really well attended and covered by ticket costs. Probably say, like, it'd be really fun to do Sydney because we're from Sydney. Like, how fun would it be, like, to go back to Caringbah High and record from Caringbah High where we met? That would be freaking
top school cool. Or bottom school?
Well, there's only the bottom school exists. The top school is like some weird ghost town now. Didn't Andre
so do top
like
a school? Button? It is.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Like some really weird artsy graffiti, like kind of run down, might collapse on us situation.
I like it. Yeah, Andre did take a whole series of photos.
Yeah.
I'd love to see a follow-up, what it looks like now.
I think it's pretty much apartments or something. I haven't been down that road in a long time. But anyway, Caringbah High School, shout out. Darius and I will return and we will do our podcast for you all. That would be a real bucket list.
This week, the Pantheon. Next week, Caringbah High School.
Hey. It is, we wouldn't be here without Caringbah High. Thank you very much.
Ugh, might be somewhere else. I'd have some people recording podcasts for me. Thanks, Caringbah.
Okay, now I'm going to do something a bit fun. We actually reached out and asked our listeners to share messages of love and support for our 1-year anniversary. And we do realize we've waffled on a little bit, but let's hear from them. And we're going to start with one of our guests and regular listeners, Danielle Fyland. So I might just leave it to her to share.
I'm Danielle, number one fan of the Lovely Travels podcast. You can listen to me on episode 7 and 39. I love waking up to Darius and Emma as I go for my walk and they take us on travels all around the world. I love hearing their take on places that they've visited and destinations that they hope to explore in the future. Congrats on reaching your 100th episode, guys. I look forward to continuing to listen. Happy travels.
So Danielle's being a little bit optimistic there. We are not at 100, but we will be. But it is our 1-year anniversary, and we were so honoured to have Danielle on 2 of the episodes.
And we can just we can reuse the message for our 100th episode.
Yes.
Thanks, Danielle. That's great to hear from you.
She was being very futuristic and, what do you call the word, aspirational. But she said she's left us another few messages, so here we go. Here's another one.
I really enjoy listening to the Lovely Travels podcast. It's a great listen from two passionate travel buddies sharing their stories of destinations they've visited and hope to visit in the future. Their guests are pretty fantastic too and shed a different light on travel from all over the world.
Well, I agree. I think our guests are beautiful and, I love hearing from them too. So that's very sweet.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Danielle.
And we have one more from the lovely Danielle.
Not really.
Darius and Emma take us on journeys all over the world of places that they've been and places that they hope to go in the future. The podcast is real, it's funny, and it's fun, and it's a great thing to listen to on your morning walk. Congrats on reaching your 100th episode, guys. Look forward to many more.
I am very excited for our 100th episode too. But no, it's really lovely. Actually, quite a lot of the feedback that I get is that people enjoy it on their morning walk or on their walk. And we have actually asked people before where they listen, and it's always such a pleasure to hear. Like, and it's kind of, I don't know, how do you find it, Darius? I feel like it's surreal. Like, I knew people kind of listened, and I knew that friends and family would listen. But to hear that people listen consistently and that are, like, actually kind of invested, I think that's such an honour.
Yeah, it is an honour, if you put it like that. I would have put it down to some sort of worldwide hysteria. But, no, you're right, it is an honour. And I hope we can continue to make the cut. That's what I
that's no what pressure. I hope for. No.
Keep listening.
Yeah, listen more. Actually, in terms of subscribers, at this point in time, we have 944, and I hope that by the time we released, we are at 1,000 subscribers. So just, you know, a casual and smooth segue to please, if you haven't already, subscribe to the Lovely Travels podcast and hear more of this goodness in your ears all the time.
That's right.
Now let's jump to one of our other guests and very, very regular listeners, beautiful Anuj, who he actually messages me basically. Anuj Haribhakti, who was on episode number 44 on India. And Anuj basically messages me after every time he listens and gives really direct and specific and lovely feedback. And I just... Yeah, it's really, really lovely. So shall we listen to his message?
Yep.
Congratulations to Emma and Darius on completing 1 year of awesome, lovely travels podcast. It is only the beginning of many more years to come. It has quickly become one of my favorite podcasts to listen to. All the best to both of you for future, and for Emma with Finn, trying to visit every country of the world is a great feat. Keep up the great work. Thank you so much.
Oh. That's lovely. A bit lovely.
It's very lovely.
It's very self-indulgent. Thanks, Anuj. But please come along with us while we just listen to people praising us. But honestly, we do this for ourselves, but we also do it for you, and we love to hear what you think, and we would love more feedback. Again, seamless segue to please let us know what you want to hear, and if there is anything you really want to know about or want to talk about, you can email us at info@lovelytravels.com, and we would happily plan an episode based on user feedback. That's how Millie got on the podcast. That's how Anuj got on the podcast. We welcome people saying, I've got a story to tell.
That's great. Any more messages?
Speaking of stories to tell, shall we have our wonderful one day we'll be on the podcast, 100% promise, love you, Derek?
Okay, as long as he doesn't get angry at me.
Okay, no, I think you will quite enjoy this message. I read it and got a little bit mosh, so ready? Let's listen to our wonderful friend, Derek.
I'm Derek from Sunshine in Melbourne, Victoria. And when you ask me what my favourite episode is, it's comparable to asking a parent, what's your favourite child, but harder, because the parent-child question, to be honest, is easy. And like any parent you ask, my answer is a bit of a cop-out. It's episode 5 to 18. Or Germany to Japan, or what I call my garden binge. It was August 2020. My fiance and I, were supposed to be getting married, a wedding that was postponed due to the tightening of COVID lockdown restrictions here in Melbourne. Instead, we ordered a heap of gardening products from the local hardware store, and set up a sound system and spent a very, very sunny couple of days, green-fingered and productive in our garden with the lovely travel podcast as our oral backdrop. The fact I got name-checked mid-Gold Coast episode came as a complete surprise and totally coincidental that it's amongst my faves, of course. But away from the podcast themselves, my favourite thing to come out of the whole Lovely Travels project is my reconnection with Darius. We had an amazing time chatting for 4+ hours on the pretense that I may have been interesting enough to be a guest of the show. Darius had no idea that just 3 days before we were scheduled to hook up to record that my fiancé had been admitted to a local mental health unit with a second episode of psychosis, and I was, to be honest, an emotional wreck, and I sort of ambushed him with my raw, exhausted emotion, and he was a star. I have had counselling sessions to help me manage my own fallout from the trauma of my fiancé's episode, but that rambling roller coaster of a long overdue nostalgic laden catch up that was vaguely travel related, and we crowbarred most of it into the conversation, was a significantly better value. I think we can call ourselves all square with regards to the $200 I lent you back in 2013, Darius. By the way, mothers prefer their youngest sons and dads prefer their youngest daughters.
Oh, Derek.
I'm like crying over here because I just, I'm going to cry then. I knew that this would be fulfilling for us, but I didn't realize it would actually touch people's lives. And to hear that Derek had listened like so genuinely and so dedicatedly, and for him to share what he'd been through, and the fact that a through line of this podcast is that we're trying to raise awareness for mental health, and that he was so open and honest about it, and to hear the beautiful connection, you know, that message of are you okay, or just talking to a friend and how helpful that can be, that the timeliness of your chat, Darius, with Derek. And I don't know Derek, honestly. I say a friend. I don't know him. I don't know him personally. I can't wait to meet him personally because he's, I already feel connected to him. And that's a beautiful benefit of the podcast. And I'm grateful to both of you for that.
Definitely. Derek is a great friend. And I'm glad he, you know, got real value out of the episode. And very, very wonderful message. Very nice to hear from him. And I still don't think that the debt of the $200 is absolved, because that it's kind of been, you know, it's weighing over my head in a good way all these years.
It's come up at least three episodes. So it was our first community shout out. So thank you to Derek for that. But he's a regular contributor to Lovely Travels community. And honestly, thank you so much, Derek, for sharing your journey. I wish you and your beautiful fiance, now wife, they got married. Congratulations.
Your wife, congratulations.
So they actually got to get married. And Derek did this really cool thing where he posted in our group last year they weren't able to go on their honeymoon. So he actually offered up his accommodation free to any member of the Lovely Travels community, and one of our members actually went and took it up and went and had a holiday on Derek. So I said he's welcome in the group anytime because he gives away free, lovely free things. But I'm very excited and very to hear about his wonderful honeymoon in August of this year. And
I think this is also a great opportunity because Derek and I have actually been writing a book. It's called the Life Rules book. We've been working on it for probably close to 15 years, if not longer. So you know it's a good thing. just wanted to let you know that pre-orders will be available at some point in the future. But yeah, thanks, Derek. Lovely Travels, lovelylifrules.com.
But no, yeah, honestly, like hope, talking about.
I hope the garden survived. I hope the garden survived as well.
Yeah, and to talk about mental health so honestly, and honestly, seeking help, asking for help, is one of the hardest things. If you listen to episode number 6, I share my own mental health journey, and I will be sharing in due course my birth story and early days of our life with my beautiful Finn William Quick, our son, and just what my family's been through. The more we talk about mental health, the more we normalize it, the better it can be. And that is very much mission of this podcast, to keep speaking openly and honestly about that. So thank you for carrying that message, Derek, and sharing that with our listeners. I'm blown away and, as you hear, very emotional. So.
Yeah. Well, thanks, man. Hope you're doing well and that your lovely wife is feeling better as well. We'll be in touch soon.
Yes, and we will 100%. We're not just dangling the carrot. Derek will be on the podcast, we promise. But the next message we have is from Amanda Kendall, who was also on our podcast. Amanda has a very successful podcast, the Thoughtful Travel Podcast. She was on episode number 26.
26.
And she, we met through the Australian Podcasters Collaborative and just have hit it off. I've been a guest on her podcast. She's been a guest on ours. And, yeah, really a leader in this space. Like, she's super high up on, like, Spotify. Really just very supportive of podcasting in general, but also travel podcasting specifically. So let's hear from Amanda.
Congratulations, Emma and Darius, on reaching your one-year podcast anniversary. It's very exciting. I know the average podcaster gives up after only 7 episodes. So, well, of course, you and I both know it's a lot of work. So to make it to a whole year is brilliant stuff. Very, very exciting that Lovely Travels has been around for a whole year. And I'm so happy to have got to know you, Em, through the magic of travel podcasting. I love your work. I love the variety of your topics, especially given that we're stuck in Australia, unable to explore very far at the moment. You've been very adaptable under the circumstances. I really love your honesty too. And a long ago episode on mental health is, I think, one of my favourites because it's really important and honest. Für Darius, es ist so schön, ab und zu von dir auf Deutsch zu hören. Und ich finde es so toll, dass du und Emma eure Freundschaft hier in Podcastland weiterführen kann. Und es tut mir leid wegen mein ganz schlechtes Deutsch. So congrats again. And I'm very, very glad to count you amongst my good podcasty friends. So here's to another great year for Lovely Travels.
Oh mein Gott, Amanda, vielen Dank. Ich wusste gar nicht. Doch, wusste ich das? Ich kann mich nicht dran erinnern. Did I speak with Amanda in German?
No, Amanda.
No. Ja, vielen Dank, dass du, ja, so eine Überraschung. Schön, von dir zu hören und vielen Dank.
And it's amazing, actually, because we didn't, I think we mentioned on Amanda's episode that she's, I don't know how you say, spreche sie Deutsch, but she lived in Japan for a long time, but she didn't leave a message. That was before we were doing the leave the message thing. So that is super fun. That was a surprise to me, guys. I didn't listen to these purposefully. I didn't listen to these before we recorded because I really wanted to have a natural reaction. That was absolutely gorgeous and, yeah, so beautiful, lovely callback to and very serendipitous that Amanda mentioned the mental health episode as well. And as I said, she's such a leader and really cool that she has this connection to Germany and that she's left a beautiful message for Darius. I really, really, fantastic. Really want to know what she said, but I'm like, maybe we should keep up the mystery. What do you think?
She offered me a co-host spot on her podcast.
Oh.
No, she didn't. She didn't.
I'm like, we might have to have words about this. Are you trying to steal my host? Like, what? I thought we were friends, Amanda. Come on.
No, I'm kidding. No, I think you should leave the mystery.
Okay. Well, we'll have to actually, though, we will have to get Amanda back on. And I'm about to go back onto her podcast. I think we're just going to be, like she said, we're potty buddies. It'd be really fun to get her back
potty
on.
Buddies?
Yeah.
I don't know if she said potty buddies.
So potty pals, potty friend, pod friends. I don't know. We both have podcasts. It would
pod
be
pod buds.
Let's do an episode at some point. Like I said, Amanda has more than 200 episodes, and this episode is actually really like dedication and inspired by Amanda, who did a 200th episode and did 200 and 201 because she had so many beautiful memories and messages and from 200 episodes. Like, that's 4 years she's been doing this, and we're in year one. I really admire her and look up to her and respect her as a podcast mentor. So a huge honor that she was on here with us.
Definitely. Thank you, Amanda.
Yes, Dankeschön. Now, the last one is from our beautiful friend, colleague, client, Leslie Chambers from Sydney, Australia. I should have said Amanda was from Perth in Western Australia. Danielle Fyland was from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. Where is Derek from originally?
He tells people he's Scottish.
Yeah, no, but he's from the UK. Okay.
Yeah, no, he I think he is Scottish, but grew up in the UK.
I can hear north. He's northern here.
But maybe where is Robin Hood from?
Oh, Sherwood Forest.
Nottingham.
Nottingham. Ah, okay.
Yeah. At this point, we should also maybe do a shout out to the best football team in the world, Nottingham Forest.
Debatable, but carry on. So, Anuj is currently living in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, but he's from Gujarat in India. Now we have Leslie Chambers from Sydney. And so this isn't an audio, despite the fact that Leslie is actually a voice casting specialist. She helps people bring their audio vision to life. She's incredible. And has been a wonderful person to talk to in terms of this audio space. But she's left us a lovely message, and I will read it out for you all now. And she says, "I love the Lovely Travels podcast. I love the energy and banter between the two of you. It makes me feel like I'm amongst friends. When I started thinking about my favorite moments from your first series, I thought I would see me rattling off a list of funny stories told... or the local accents you both attempted from the various countries you've been to. And they are, I absolutely want an episode about accents where you revisit all the funny accents you've done on the show
so yes!
far and discuss local sayings and phrases that are unique to each country. The bin is chilly." Now, this was something that I flagged with Darius before. And said that I love Leslie, but I did not like this comment because I have fought fiercely to not do accents, specifically one accent, and now this has put my argument in the bin. So
people give the people what they want, Emma.
Give you what you want.
Give
so,
me what I think we can do an accent episode. I think we can do it. I think we can do it.
Okay, we'll talk about favorite. We actually had a conversation in the Lovely Travels community recently about the world's sexiest accents and, you know, what people actually think. And New Zealand was number one, which, hello, we need to revisit that. But anyway, Darius, the audience has spoken, and yes, the accents are favorable and they are permitted. And we shall add an accent list episode to the list.
I'm not going to gloat because, dear listeners, I've been pushing for this for a while now, and I think it would have – I think Emmett does a good job keeping me in line, but at the same time, you obviously want it, so I don't understand quite.
I've pushed back fiercely, and I have tried to maintain political correctness, but I think we shall have to put a disclaimer at the start and say – take this with the grain of salt that it is delivered and enjoy.
You're overthinking it. We're not going to make some racist shit show of an episode. It'll be fine.
Okay. So, bring on the episode de accent.
That is the great idea.
So, anyway.
Nobody says anything when I do my German accent. That's fine. Warum? I cannot say. But other accents are no good.
I shall continue with Leslie's beautiful comment. She said, however, by far my most favourite moment was the time I was listening to your New Zealand episode and my partner joined in the conversation with you both. It was like I was sitting in a bar and you were talking to me about New Zealand and your experiences, even though I was thinking, it's a podcast, dude. They can't hear you. He was genuinely interacting with your podcast, which I thought was very cool. So thank you, Leslie, and to her beautiful partner, Graham. That is such a compliment that people not only put up with our ramblings, but enjoy them and also want to join in.
It is lovely. Thank you, Amanda. Leslie. Thank you, Leslie. But yeah, thank you, Amanda, for earlier, and thank you for Leslie now. It's been a long episode. Losing concentration.
We have talked for a long time, so we'll have to wrap up. We always knew this one would be a big one. But look, in That's summary, a huge thank you. Again, continuing with it. Let's just move on. Thank you so much to our listeners, if you've stuck with us throughout this whole episode, and if you've stuck with us to, 1 year of listening, it's incredible. And I'm very grateful. I look forward to seeing you in another year. A personal message. Thank you, Darius. Honestly, danke schön, mein Freund. I am so very, very grateful for your friendship. I'm not going to sob the way I did when we left each other in Poland, but this is a dream come true, and it wouldn't be possible. I would not have got past those. Like I said, you have your wonderful skills that you've honed, but the fact that you took on that technical side, that probably would have become a roadblock to me doing this for a long time. So thank you for breaking down that barrier and just, yeah, putting up with my shit, quite honestly, for 21 years.
No, Emma, I mean, you're very welcome for a start. The pleasure has been all mine, and I've enjoyed it just as much as you have, if not more. And I think we do, we do complement each other quite well, because I would never have been able to organize all the wonderful guests and all the Facebooking and the Instagramming and the all the other stuff that you do that I'm not so keen on. It's a podcast dream team is what we are, and it's been a lot of fun.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
That's right. And I'd also like to thank all the listeners who have listened and fed back feedback. It's great hearing from you, and I can't wait to meet you all at the first annual Lovely Travels barbecue.
Or the recording at Caringbah High School, which is so going to happen. So anyway, we'll let you go. It's been a while. Thank you so much. More to come. So much more to come. And danke schön. Thank you. Mil gracias. All of that. And
arigato.
Arigato gozaimasu. We'll see you next week.
Dziękuję. And hasta mañana.
Mi amigo. Cheers.
Ciao.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Already looking forward to the next one. We also have a rather extensive back catalogue for you to check out. But in the meantime, you can follow us on Instagram. That's at Lovely Travels on Instagram.
Or you can come and check us out on Facebook, Lovely Travels. That's LOVELLY. Or we would love for you to join our Facebook community with more than 500 members talking all things travel and adventure. That's the Lovely Travels community.
You can also visit our website, which is lovelytravels.com.
Or shoot us an email. We love hearing from our listeners, so please send us an email, feedback, comments, questions, whatever. info@lovelytravels.com.
And you can listen, review, subscribe, like, share, and promote our podcast in any shape, way, or form. We are on Spotify, iTunes, the internet, Google Podcasts. Everywhere where you get podcasts, you will find us.
All good podcasting locations. So tune in next time, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you then.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.